Good morning, New Hampshire, and welcome back to New Hampshire Today. Alicia Preston filling in for Jack Heath. I'll do my best to keep up with his pace, but not too many people have his energy. I'll try. I've got a big cup of tea here filling me with caffeine to try to keep us going this morning. I also have a good friend, Brian Tilton, with us, also known from his radio days as Bulldog.
Good morning, Alicia. Good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy. How you been?
I've been doing okay.
Good.
Trying to scrape by here.
Well, aren't we all? You know, they keep telling me the economy is doing great, Brian. I don't know.
Where?
I don't know. We'll find it. So, Brian,
it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Huge economy. I hope that huge economy hits soon here. So, Brian spent a career in radio, and during that time and since then has been a huge citizen advocate on many issues. But one of the ones you have been very forward about is your opposition to Northern Pass.
Correct. Yeah.
So there's a couple new pieces of information. I'm going to let you take the lead here because I know you're more on top of it than I am. I know the governor was in Canada last week. He did speak there to officials about it. But tell us what the latest news, because it is current.
Yes. Well, the governor did take a trip to Quebec on the heels of a major controversy regarding who is going to pay for Northern Pass.
Okay.
And that has been the latest twist in this whole saga that we've been following for nearly 8 years now. And that is who is going to pay for it. Because Hydro-Québec earlier this month put out two press releases 2 days in a row. They said, we will not pay for any of the line in the United States. And in fact, on March 8th, this is very interesting because this is what really started it. It was in reaction to Canadian media reports about Hydro-Québec paying for burial of the line in the United States.
Which is a huge, huge cost.
Well, it depends on who you listen to.
Okay. Okay.
There will be an increased cost. How huge is, you know, who's doing the study on it,
really,
what it comes down to. So it says, we won't pay a cent for the Northern Pass transmission line on the American side. American consumers will pay the transmission costs in the U.S. through their electricity rates.
Okay.
That's from their press release on March 8th. And then the very next day, they doubled down again. This is Hydro-Québec, saying Hydro-Québec will not pay for the line in the U.S. That completely contradicts everything that the project proponents, Public Service of New Hampshire, doing business as Eversource, and Northern Pass Transmission, saying that, don't worry, folks, you're not going to pay for any of this. And now Hydro-Québec comes out with these statements saying, oh, yes, you are.
Okay, so let's back up a second, and I want you to know where I am on Northern Pass, Brian. Now, I am not as educated on these finite issues as you are with Northern Pass. However, I am neither a proponent or opponent of it. I believe we need to lower electricity costs. I'm open to any way we can do that. New Hampshire has some of the highest in the nation.
We sure do. And that's driven largely by the transmission of that electricity. Because the wholesale electricity costs are the lowest they have been since 2003. They're 25% lower today than they were 10, 14 years ago.
But and this is a very complicated issue, and I don't think we have enough time
it
to
is. No, we don't.
Explain it. But and I've tried to educate myself as best I can, but yes, it is the transmission cost that is costing us so much money, which is just skyrocketing.
Highest in the nation.
Highest in the nation, which it shouldn't be, because
federal government started investigating this 2 years ago.
Yes, there was a report that came out last summer, was it, about the federal government looking into, at least was exposed last summer, I believe.
Federal Energy Regulatory Commission was going to be spearheading this look into why are transmission rates in New England so stinking high, higher than any part of the country.
Now, why would, so why I'm neither a proponent or opponent of it is this. Number one, I'm all for increased clean energy, which hydro is a very clean energy. It's also can be cheaper than some of the other costs. But I'm not for eminent domain in almost any issue.
Right. Well, we stopped
that. There could be rare occasions. I know that was
stopped. Thank you, Jeannie Forrester.
Then
state
for stopping
senator.
That.
Yes.
There are very rare occasions I ever support eminent domain, and that was not one of them. But people talk about blighted views. My thing is, will it bring more energy? Will it reduce our energy costs?
You know, that's a good question. And I'll tell you the truth, no one has the answer to that.
Well, that's problematic.
That is. That's one of the many questions that have been raised recently because, and this comes back to two things. Number one is there's several governing documents involved. There's a transmission service agreement, the TSA, which currently there is none as we speak, which raises a whole bunch of questions that the Attorney General's office has raised. And today is the deadline for Eversource to respond to a letter by Peter Roth, the senior assistant attorney general who's serving as counsel for the public on this project. Again, he's neither for nor against the Northern Pass. His concern is to look out for the interests of the public on both sides.
And what are they responding to?
They're responding to six pointed questions, mainly related to these press releases that I mentioned just a moment ago.
Sure.
And that is, who is going to pay for this? Because the filings with the Site Evaluation Committee, which again is coming up in a couple of weeks, the trial for that, you know, how can we have a trial based on a transmission service agreement that currently does not seem to exist? At least in the public realm, it doesn't exist. So you have that. You have the power purchase agreement, which again, the public has not seen. This is the supposed guarantee that New Hampshire will get 9% of this power, but yet we don't know how much that will cost because they won't release that information to the public. And then three, the underlying economic study behind the application to the Site Evaluation Committee is under seal. Nobody's allowed to discuss that in public. So the public doesn't have access to these three pieces of information to this project to answer your question, how will this lower electricity rates? We don't know.
Now, do we have the right to know?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely we do.
I mean,
because
legally,
New Hampshire,
I think we should know, but do we legally have a way to get that information?
And that's all being debated by lawyers right now on both sides.
I knew I should have gone to law school. That whole economic thing wouldn't be a problem right now.
Yes. So I mean, good questions. Alicia, you're raising the right questions. The problem is we can't get the answers, and that's what the Attorney General's office is trying to get, at least some of the answers to those questions. And hopefully today, Eversource will respond, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Now, but you said today's a deadline. What if they don't respond?
The problem will become now when the trial begins. It's called the adjudicative process with the Site Evaluation Committee, which is a board of unelected bureaucrats in Concord who's going to ultimately decide. It's kind of like the state's planning board,
okay. But
you don't elect these people. They're going to decide whether to issue a permit with all these conditions. Again, it's going to come from many sources. The Department of Transportation, which has requested yet another delay in their report, whether they will permit DOT will permit Northern Pass to use any roadways for burial. The other part would be Department of Environmental Services, which recommends approval of the project as currently proposed, and then a whole bunch of other things that go with it. So, I mean, it's an extremely highly technical process right now. It would make anybody's eyes glaze over.
And there's so many... There's so many hands in this mix and regulatory bodies in this mix. So, but what you're in here, we got to wrap this up, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know. You can debate this for decades.
Talk about it for decades, and I'm still learning. But what we've got, if as you walk away, the answer is Mexico's not paying for a wall and Canada's not paying for power lines.
That's right.
That's where we're at. Okay.
Yes, we are.
We got to take a break. We'll be back with New Hampshire Today. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Alicia.